This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Safe to say Nicolay Rook is an experimental musician. He's solo artist and producer of Grammy-nominated band The Foreign Exchange. His catalog showcases his fearlessness to tackle everything from hip-hop to R&B to instrumental compositions designed to keep the listener guessing. So it's no surprise that Nicolay sought out Foreign Exchange guitarist Chris Berner to reinterpret his 2009 album City Lights Volume 2 Shibuya. See, Chris is a classically trained guitarist, and he's no stranger to experimentation himself. Chris is the founder of the Raleigh-based jazz trio called The Hot at Nights. Their latest CD, Nice Talk, won favorable reviews for both its well-thought-out instrumentation and its weirdness. Hot at Nights and Nicolay are currently touring to promote their collaborative effort. The EP is called The Shibuya Session, and I am pleased to welcome them to the studio today. Nicolay Rook on keyboard and synthesizers. Hot at Nights is Chris Berner on guitar, Matt Douglas on saxophone, Nick Baglio on drums. Welcome to all of you. Good to have you here.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Frank. Good to be back.
It's great to have you back and in this new form, but not new for you. Let's talk about this CD, City Lights Volume 2 Shibuya. Describe the project for us.
It was something that I put together after I traveled to Tokyo for the first time, which was in 06 for a show. And it just left an incredible mark just in my mind. It was just a very, it was just engraved in my mind, just the sheer different world that I was in, especially in that area of Tokyo, which is called Shibuya, which is the kind of the high tech clubby part of Tokyo. And it affected me in a way that it really kind of drove me to write music to, pay homage to that. And
are you trying to bring some of the sound that you heard to it, or just reflect the sort of dislocation and disorientation that you can feel in a moment like that?
Yeah, both. Very much both. I'm trying to kind of incorporate certain sonic influences, not literally, because I think that would be maybe too, too easy, but definitely a lot of the traffic, a lot of the, all of the billboards and all of the light commercials, they all blare at you. There's sound everywhere. So it's a very hectic, very disorienting, as people have seen in the movies. And I wanted to kind of put all of that into
especially
music.
When Godzilla starts stepping on him.
Yeah.
So why revisit the CD?
Well, it was something I always wanted to do. It had a lot of jazz influences specifically. I'm a big jazz fan. And when I met Chris or even got to know him better and know about the group that he leads, The Hot at Nights, it seemed like it would be kind of the perfect match because while they're a jazz group, they're very groove-oriented, very bass-heavy. So there's not a lot of, I wouldn't lose a lot of groove element. But still doing that jazz interpretation, and it came together beautifully. And Chris obviously is a big instrumental part in that.
Chris, how did you come to sign on this project? In terms of the match and the mix, Nicolay described.
Nick and I have been talking. I've been touring with the Foreign Exchange for the past couple of years, and we were talking about doing a project together. So I sent him some demos of stuff I was doing, and. We had talking about.
Did you have to move to a foreign country before you could? Or no, it's okay.
Yeah, it was all electronic communication. Okay. And, he finally one day he just sent me a text message, I think, and he said, "Hey, I just got this great idea. What if the Hot at Nights and we go in the studio and just replay some of the songs from this record?" And I was like, "Wow, that sounds cool," because. The way that we work, the Hot at Nights, I do most of the writing, but I create these electronic demos and I send them to the guys and they're really cheesy sounding. And, that's how we work. And then we just reinterpret these demos and arrange it. And so we kind of use the Shibuya, the album as our demos. And they're not cheesy sounding. They're very polished and very fantastic sounding. So we take Nick's album and sort of use it as our demo and then just take that and put our spin on it.
Let's hear a little bit of that right now, if you would.
Well, let's go.
Shibuya Station from the EP Shibuya Session, The Hot at Nights, Nicolay Rook on keyboard and synth. Hot at Nights is Chris Berner on guitar, Matt Douglas on saxophone, Nick Baglio on the drums. And Nick, how would you say that is different from the original? How did you approach that?
Well, the difference for one is that the original doesn't have any live drumming or saxophone. The original is me in my bedroom studio, just kind of channeling those feelings and those kind of inspirations. And so right now we have an incredible drummer, Nick Baglio, and incredible saxophone player, Matt Douglas, along with Chris. And it's just colors the music and more, if there's any sort of way that I could put it.
Chris, the Hot at Nights recently released a project called Nice Talk. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is our first release. Came out in July last summer. And, you know, it's sort of our first effort. We have some, I guess it's about seven originals, and then we do kind of our take on a few covers. We do a Radiohead cover, a Joe Jackson cover, and then we do a cover by Sufjan Stevens. So we have kind of a diverse mixture of stuff on our CD.
Keeps you busy, and then, you know, working with Foreign Exchange and other groups like that, it's it kind of keeps the synaptic connections firing, huh?
Yeah, doing just a ton of different music, so it really keeps me, keeps my ADD nature occupied.
Perfect career for that. Will you do another one for us?
Yes, absolutely. Sure. Thank you.
Satellite, Hot at Nights from the new EP, the Shibuya Session. I want to thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Frank. Good to
Thanks,
be here.
Frank.
The Hot at Nights, Chris Berner, Matt Douglas, Nick Baglio, going to perform at 8 o'clock. That's this Wednesday, January 25th, with Nicolay Rook of the Foreign Exchange. Going to be at the Poorhouse in Raleigh, Wednesday, January 25th. More information, check out chrisbernermusic.com. Berner spelled B-O-E-R-N-E-R. And that's the state of things for today. Thanks for listening. This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow. Can you play us out, guys?
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
Yes. Thanks.